What if you could wake up tomorrow living your perfect day? Not a someday when I have time fantasy, but a life deliberately designed by you. This question forms the foundation of Jirek Robins' transformative approach. After nearly dying from malaria in Uganda with just 5 days to live, Jirek developed his powerful Learn It, Live It, Give It methodology that bridges the gap between knowing what to do and actually doing it, the very gap where most dreams quietly die. The process begins by creating a detailed vision of your ideal day. Find an uninterrupted space, loosen your body, take deep breaths, and imagine waking up on your perfect day. Where are you? How do you feel? What surrounds you? Everyone's vision differs dramatically. For some, like the Irish businessman Jirek worked with, the ideal morning involves simply having breakfast with his wife and daughter, a joy he'd been missing. For others, like Air Force leader Stuart Allison, the vision centers on inspiring his team to excellence. The power lies in specificity. Identifying exactly what elements constitute your perfect day reveals what's missing from your current reality. Create multiple versions and identify which elements are non-negotiable for your happiness. But remember, this vision alone changes nothing. The magic happens when you align your daily actions with this blueprint through consistent, intentional choices. In our hyper-connected world, distinguishing between important matters and distractions has become challenging. From social media alerts to celebrity gossip, constant interruptions prevent genuine fulfillment. These distractions accumulate significantly. Young people spend countless hours gaming, while adults devote 5 hours daily to television, equivalent to 9 years over a lifetime. Even seemingly productive minors, like routine tasks, can derail meaningful goals. Prioritizing majors requires intentional planning, especially regarding fundamentals like health. Walking alone can reduce lung cancer risk by 30%, type 2 diabetes by 50%, while boosting heart and brain health. Emotional intelligence determines whether we act with intention or reaction. Two people facing identical setbacks can respond entirely differently based on their emotional management. Three key questions build resilience. What's great about this? What can I learn? And what can I do better next time? Family relationships often get neglected amid professional pursuits. Perfect timing never arrives. We must create it. Consider Garth Brooks, who paused his music career to be present for his children's formative years. In professional life, meaning transforms work into purpose. In Uganda, Jirek met an elderly man who swept a clinic's path daily, explaining that every human being deserves a clear path, elevating a simple task into meaningful service. There's a vital distinction between having a job, career, or mission. A job pays bills. A career builds identity, but a mission fulfills your deeper purpose. If work lacks meaning, either infuse it with purpose or consider change. Financial wisdom comes from thoughtful management, not high income. Thelma Pearl Howard, Walt Disney's housekeeper, built $9.5 million through company stocks and modest living, demonstrating the power of wise saving. Spirituality connects us to something greater. Nick Vujicic, born without limbs, found purpose through faith and now inspires millions worldwide, showing how spiritual connection helps navigate life's challenges. Knowledge alone doesn't drive action. You need emotional rocket fuel, the deep motivation that powers you through challenges. Your big why propels you forward, especially when it extends beyond personal gain to serving others. Dick Hoyt exemplifies this, completing over 1,000 races while pushing his son Rick, who has cerebral palsy. His motivation ignited when Rick said, "When I'm running, it feels like I'm not handicapped." Emotional stacking activates your big why by weighing both positive outcomes and the consequences of inaction, with the latter often providing stronger motivation. Fear commonly blocks people from igniting their emotional rocket fuel. While leaving comfort zones feels unpleasant, acting despite fear generates more emotional fuel. Malala Yousafzai proved this by continuing to advocate for girls' education despite Taliban threats and being shot. Life offers two paths, hard-easy versus easy-hard. The hard-easy approach means tackling difficult tasks first, making everything easier later. Nelson Mandela embodied this during his 27-year imprisonment, studying his captors' language and culture to later end apartheid. Society prioritizes passion over effort, expecting success without understanding the work required. Since hard work is inevitable for achievement, we must learn to embrace rather than endure it. Jairake learned this at his step-grandfather's lumberyard. Despite relatives betting against him lasting 3 days, his determination carried him through weeks of physical labor. When initial enthusiasm turned to resentment, he realized his perspective, not the circumstances, needed changing. Rather than quit, he transformed the experience by incorporating his passions, listening to audiobooks while working, treating labor as exercise, and appreciating the outdoor setting. By weaving in what he naturally enjoyed, learning, fitness, and adventure, he changed his entire experience. This principle applies broadly. As novelty fades, the key isn't changing situations, but integrating your interests into whatever you're doing. When pursuing your authentic path, you'll face opposition. After his voyage, Jairek found everyday conversations trivial compared to the global suffering he'd witnessed, leading him to teach organic farming in Uganda. He faced three types of opponents. One, outside opponents, acquaintances questioning his decision. Two, intimate opponents, family and friends worried for his safety. Three, the internal opponent, his own doubts fueled by others' concerns. He developed the TRUTH formula to overcome these obstacles. T, clear trajectory, ideal day vision. R, rebuke naysayers, remain relentless. U, use unconventional strategies. T, maintain tenacity despite challenges. H, create daily habits as an emotional safe haven. When pursuing meaningful change, opposition is guaranteed. This framework helps maintain focus despite resistance. Jairek's near-death experience with malaria in Uganda revealed how he'd lived without true purpose. This awakening highlighted the importance of gratitude, a quality proven to increase happiness and determination while reducing stress. A daily gratitude journal can help cultivate this mindset. We often live by others' expectations rather than our own values. As George Bernard Shaw noted, life isn't about finding yourself, but creating yourself. We either design our lives or let others do it for us. To uncover your authentic self, examine. 1. From whom did you most want approval growing up? 2. Who did you think you had to be to receive this approval? 3. Who could you never be without losing this approval? 4. Which of these traits still describe you today? 5. What would you need to add or remove to be your authentic self? While people fear losing relationships through change, personal growth is essential. Like a tree, stagnation equals death. Your greatest fear isn't inadequacy, but your own power. Transform dreams into reality, measure progress daily, and give back whenever possible. When you live with intention and purpose, you not only change your story, you inspire others to rewrite theirs.